Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Pseudorabies is a viral disease in animals which was eradicated from the commercial swine industry in the U.S. more than 20 years ago. Recently, however, a case of pseudorabies was identified in Iowa on a small farm that had purchased boars from an outdoor facility in Texas. It's believed the initial infection on the Texas farm was a result of unintentional contact with feral hogs. SDSU Extension Swine Specialist Rafe Royal.
While here in the state of South Dakota, we don't typically have an issue with feral pigs, it's important to understand that that's not always the case around the rest of the country. So we have to be very cognizant of having proper biosecurity in place to ensure that we are eliminating possibilities for feral pigs to come into contact with our commercial pigs.
Royal states the pseudorabies detection was quickly contained by animal health officials, but it's a good reminder to livestock producers to maintain strong biosecurity practices on their farms. For commercial swine farms, that starts with a perimeter buffer, which is often a sturdy fence, to keep as much wildlife off the farm as possible. In addition, a line of separation is advised.
Because we as humans, as well as all of our equipment, can carry not only potentially pseudorabies, but a variety of other diseases that can have some pretty negative impacts on our swine population.
Finally, Royal stresses pseudorabies poses no threat to humans or to the safety and wholesomeness of the U.S. pork supply. To learn more on biosecurity and animal health, visit extension.sdstate.edu.